This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. More Mexican trucks will soon be traveling on U.S. highways. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled yesterday that the Bush administration does not have to conduct a lengthy environmental review before allowing the Mexican trucks in. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
For Mexican truckers trying to reach the United States, it's been a long road. The North American Free Trade Agreement, passed a decade ago, promised the truckers gradual access to U.S. markets. But since then, they've faced a variety of roadblocks, including opposition from the Clinton administration, and most recently, a lawsuit filed by Teamsters and environmentalists. That's confined Mexican trucks to a narrow 20-mile strip along the border, and it's created a niche for business people like Yolanda Jimenez. Jimenez runs a truck yard just north of the border in San Diego, where Mexican and American truck drivers hand off trailers like batons in a binational relay.
It's really just a drop and hook. That's what we mostly do.
Truck driver Jimmy Penton has just unhitched a trailer full of raw materials, which a Mexican driver will ferry to an assembly plant in Tijuana. Penton then hooks his rig to a trailer full of finished goods, which he'll haul to North Carolina. This kind of handoff may soon be obsolete once Mexican trucks can deliver international cargo anywhere in the U.S. But since they still can't move freight between U.S. cities, Penton isn't sure how big a threat the Mexican trucks will be.
I know the union was against that, the Mexican trucks just running at will like that. And they'll have to come across the border and go straight back like the Canadians are supposed to do, so they can't get up there and just run all over the place. If they start doing that, that will be a mess, But I just have to really watch their trucks and inspect them good,
The federal government is promising to do just that. Brian Turnmail of the Department of Transportation says President Bush is committed to opening the border as quickly as possible, but the change won't happen overnight.
We have to work out the deal so that we can treat any Mexican truck or bus that wants to come to the United States like a domestic truck or bus, and make sure that we conduct the same thorough safety inspections and audits and make sure they're complying with all applicable U.S. environmental regulations.
Critics of the Mexican trucks tried to make their legal argument on environmental grounds, arguing that the federal government needed to conduct a more thorough review of how the older Mexican trucks would affect air quality in the U.S. Having failed at the Supreme Court, critics will now take that case to Congress. Senior Attorney Gail Ruderman Feuer of the Natural Resources Defense Council says lawmakers should make it clear that air quality rules apply to everyone.
We're not trying to keep the Mexican trucks out. We just want to make sure that before they come in, they need to be clean enough so they're not harming people in this country.
Air quality is not the only concern, though. Teamsters and American trucking operators, like Armando Freire, are also worried about low-cost competition from Mexico.
Their driver cost is cheaper, their mechanics are cheaper, they do a lot of repairs to equipment where we have to replace parts here. Their insurance is one-third of ours, so their cost of operation is going to be a lot cheaper. And my biggest concern is, number one, can we compete with that? And number two, quite frankly, where is that going to put the rates?
Freire, who operates about 25 trucks in San Diego, says if he can't beat Mexican competition, he'll join it, hiring Mexican drivers and maintaining his trucks south of the border.
The ones that are going to suffer are going to be the American drivers that we might have to let go at the expense of cheaper labor coming across the border. So I'm not going to be out of business, but unfortunately some of my drivers may not have a job tomorrow.
The long-running battle over Mexican trucks echoes many of the arguments made in other trade disputes. Whether labor and environmental standards are enforceable, whether gains in foreign markets balance increased competition at home, and whether free trade is really a two-way street. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.